Yes, hard to believe, I know, but today it's 20 years since the very first episode of Father Ted was screened on Channel 4. Yes, the series about Ted, Jack and Dougal living in their parochial house in Craggy Island went on to achieve cult status and brought us classic lines like Down With This Sort of Thing, the song My Lovely Horse, and what else but Go On, Go On, Go On. Carla Spear has been asking some of you for your favourite episodes.
My favourite episode is where Dougal gets into his bed and finds out that the nuns replace his mattress with a pile of bricks. Drink!
I love Father Ted, yeah.
What's your favourite episode?
The episode where Dougal gets stuck in the milk van. Well, it has to be You Will, You Will, You Will.
The Christmas special where Ted gets lost in the lingerie section of Dunn's Stores.
The one where there's a rabbit epidemic and Father Jack describes all the rabbits as hairy Japanese.
It'd have to be the one where the stone was getting up into level 2 relic, and Father Jack says something along the lines that would be an incremental matter.
I think the one where they get caught in the largest lingerie section in Ireland has to be the best one.
The Eurovision one.
Can you sing the song for me?
Hard trying to say that.
Fails.
Where are you going with your fetlocks?
Blowing
with a train in the night wind.
And there is a particular song associated with Father Ted that everybody loves. Do you know it?
Yeah, entertaining Father Stone, that would be my favourite one, I think. So it was just because he was just so boring.
Father Ted goes, this one is close, but that one's far away. You know what is it? This one's really small.
Yeah, this one is small,
but the ones out there are far away.
That's brilliant. It just goes to show how a series can strike a chord. Loads of you have been getting in touch with us this morning to tell us your favourite ones. But did you know this about Father Ted? It was a dairyman who commissioned it for Channel 4. Seamus Cassidy, good morning.
Good morning, Elaine.
It's all down to you, Seamus.
No, it's not all down to me. I just signed a piece of paper.
When it came across your desk, if I can say that, what did you think?
Well, it was... The boys had just written another series, which I liked very much, but which hadn't made that much of an impact. So I thought, oh, good, they've got something else. It was with a good producer, Jeffrey Perkins, who I respected very much, and who's no longer with us, sadly. I just thought, yeah, we got to give this a go. So I commissioned scripts. And the scripts made me laugh out loud on the train to work every morning, which the people around me found very strange. So it was actually, you know, it was a bit of an open goal, really. It would have been silly not to commission. It was very funny.
Was it a fight to get it on air? Because I had read before RTÉ had turned it down initially.
No, RTÉ didn't turn it down.
It That's never, wrong, is it?
It was never offered to RTÉ. That's a bit of a myth. But I think the boys had found that there wasn't that much outlet for comedy in Ireland, which is why they'd gone to London, which is probably the root of that story, but I don't think it was RTÉ's fault.
Yeah, and Seamus, what is it about Father Ted, do you think, that struck a chord with so many people there? Because normally when you go out to do a vox pop in places, you have to explain to people what you're talking about, but mention Father Ted and everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah, and do you know, that I was just thinking when I was listening to the vox pops, that's kind of the secret to it. Everybody liked something different about it. There were so many really, really good jokes, but they weren't just, you know, sitcoms, you know, when you look at American sitcoms, a lot of the time people talk about how sharp the dialogue is, and, you know, it was a bit like The Simpsons in that there were brilliant visual jokes, like Mrs. Doyle falling out of the window, or the cross falling on Ted's head, which I believe was the first joke they ever wrote for it. And then there were really clever jokes that were wordplay jokes, like small and far away. And then there was Grania's, which is one of my favourites. I was glad Grania picked that when she said, you know, the child stuck in the tunnel of goats, because it just conjures up this, there's no need for a punchline there, it just conjures up this image. There's a whole world in which you have to imagine before you can imagine that joke could even happen. You know, there's a fun fair that has a tunnel of goats.
And then there was just kind of amazing characters in the background, Seamus. One of my absolute favourites were John and Mary, the happily married couple in front of the priest, but as soon as his back was turned, they absolutely hated each other. And it was things like that. That's just priceless.
Yeah, well, you see, I think Graham and Arthur had... You know, they had the opportunity to put in these characters. In good sitcoms, you often see these people like Trigger in Only Fools and Horses. you only ever saw him once in an episode, but you really looked forward to it. So it was sort of like, it was almost a free laugh. And they were great at coming up with those things and great at coming up with characters like the dancing priest, or the priest who kept getting run over in a terrible accident every time they phoned him. You know, they just had an endless stock of those things. You know, they were very, very productive.
We could talk to you all day, Seamus, but just before you go, what's your absolute favourite Father Ted?
Favourite Father Ted moment or favourite Father Ted episode?
Oh, God. Moment we'll go for.
Moment. I think Small and Far Away.
Yes. I think the same.
I do love that one.
Although I like The Great Escape from the Laundry Department as well. That was another
Yeah, that's very popular. And the episode, I think Speed was brilliant.
Pop Mustard, always great. Well, it's been so good to talk to you. We could talk to you all day, but it's been a pleasure. Seamus Cassidy there, the dairyman who commissioned Father Ted for Channel 4.